There's a hole in my house. A hole about the size of a walnut, just hanging there in space near my bookshelf. I don't know why. I first noticed it as I was sitting in my easy chair watching the news. Watching the woman with a melted plastic doll face smiling at me as she magically transported us live to the latest exciting hostage situation sponsored by McDonald's at Disney World, where even more people are smiling. And I watched as bullets zipped like mosquitoes and bombs rained down on villages, and children died smiling, holding Pepsi cans and wearing shirts with the word Nike written on them. Everyone smiles. And I was smiling too. Because none of it's real. When I'm sitting in my easy chair watching the news. And then suddenly I noticed it. The hole. A perfect circle of nothing about the size of a tennis ball. Just hanging there in space near my bookshelf. I don't know how I hadn't noticed it before. In this day and age, the average person doesn't notice as much about their surroundings as they used to. I know this because I read it in a magazine. But this hole was slightly disturbing. Like some black cancer that had popped into my world and started to feed on my smiles. Or like in a dream when the face of one of your friends suddenly twists into a configuration of distorted, impossible terror driven insane by what he's just seen behind you. I began to be frightened of the hole. At first I wouldn't go near it. I had to do something. I dug through my stacks of magazines, sitting in a smoky corner, hoping that the freshest faces in Hollywood or the brightest politicians might tell me what clothes I should wear to help get rid of holes hanging in space in one's living room. Middle-class, single-mother landscaping techniques, teen beauty secrets, painstakingly siphoned from the mysteries of the fifth dimension, herbal remedies for the common cold, known only to the pygmy tribes in South Africa and alien visitors with large, knowing brains. Nothing on what to do about a basketball-sized hole. Perhaps it wasn't so important, since the faces in the magazines were all smiling. The aliens were smiling, too. And what could be dangerous in a world where so many people were smiling? Even my friends were smiling when they came to see the hole. At least after a little while. At first they didn't smile. When they first saw the hole, I remember there was screaming and ripped fingernails and blood. Some of them couldn't breathe.
Their eyes looked funny.
But I knew that if I smiled, it would all go away. And it did. Now all my friends are smiling, because they know none of it's real. There's a hole in my living room. It takes up most of the wall. There used to be something behind it, but I can't remember what it was. And it must not be important because everyone's so happy. Inside this hole, smiling and smiling.